Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await his master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself of them, recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third hour and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you may have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. Jesus wants us to always be ready. Of course, Jesus didn't expect us 24 hours in prayer, but he expects a time of prayer, one mind, one heart. As well as when two other things, one mind, one heart. At least during the daytime, special minutes, quiet time, possible one or two passages from the Holy Bible, and just stay with the Word of God. Imagine also you sit beside Jesus, just to tell him what you feel, what you're thinking, and trust everything into his hand. The last phrase of St. Matthew's Gospel is, "I am with you until the end of the world." Jesus promised they will never leave us alone. So thank the Lord that we are never alone. He is always with us. Have this faith. Today, no matter where you're doing, where you're going, remind yourself, Jesus is accompanying us. He is with us. Welcome him into your heart. Welcome him to be a companion. Jesus is very happy to be with us. Important, we should have the same sentiment towards our Lord. "I am with you until the end of the world." This is a promise, Jesus' promise. So, especially today, try to live every present moment in the presence of the Lord. Also today, find some spare time. Close your eyes and meditate some of the phrases from the Gospel or from the Holy Bible. And just allow the Holy Spirit come within us and tell him that you love him, that you want to do everything according to his will. Ask Jesus to bless us, that today we be his instrument of truth, instrument of unity.